Ricky Tomlinson, you're very welcome to East Coast FM.
Thank you very much, Ked.
My brother, first of all, and my dad. You're quite the hero to them, I have to say. My dad is Dave Sr., who Jim Royle wouldn't have been the biggest fan of.
Absolutely.
So you better say hello to Dave Sr. and Brian, or I'll be shot.
All right, Dave Sr. and Brian, how are you? Don't think much of this fella there, kid. Never mind.
Have you been to Ireland much?
No, I've been a couple of times, but, you know, haven't spent much time here, no.
What do you think so far?
Love it, lad. Love it, love the people. It's great.
You're here for an Irish tour with great support, a wonderful country singer, Pam Jackson, Tony Barton, Leroy James, a couple of gigs in Dublin, Hampton Hotel, Friday the 12th of April, Saturday the 13th of April, and then you head west.
Yeah, that's it, kid.
You're going to love it over there.
I am. I'm going to love it. I'm looking forward to it.
Take me back. You're a qualified plasterer.
By trade, yeah. Yeah, when I left school at 16, you had to have a trade, obviously, in them days. And then, you know, got my city and guilds and done all the rest of it. But I've had a bit of a mixed life, really. I've been up and down and in prison, out of prison, and won all sorts of awards for acting and one thing and another. And as a matter of fact, while I'm doing one of them shows, I'm not sure which night it is, I'm actually up for an award for the best supporting actor for a movie that's just won the Independent Film Awards this year, called Gloves Off. It's about fairground boxing, you know, bare-knuckle fighting, yeah.
And you did the Hillsborough made-for-TV film as well, didn't you?
Yeah.
Probably the biggest Liverpool fan on the planet.
Jimmy McGovern wrote that, yeah.
And you were in Brookside?
Yeah, 5 years.
But Jim Royle, for me at least, every December 25th, I'm not going to mention word, in the Harrington household, down the road from where you're sitting right now in Wicklow Town, we feel, and I mean this, that we spend Christmas with the Royle family every year.
It was wonderful. It was tremendous to do. It was lovely. We used to have a great time. And you see big names in that. But we had Tom Courtney in the show, said Tom Courtney, one of the greatest actors on the planet. And he was a wee bit nervous coming in to do the Royle family. I said, what do you mean? He said, well, you know, it's sort of like iconic. And he wasn't going to do it. His wife made him do it. I mean, when he came on the set and met everyone, he was tremendous. And he was just learning the ukulele then. He used to come in my hotel room for nights, and I'd play the banjo and he'd play the ukulele. But he was wonderful.
The absolute crack on the show playing the ukulele. And you're an accomplished banjo and harpsichord player as well.
I used to be a good banjo player, but I've got arthritis now and I miss it. I miss playing, you know. I miss gigging with it, yeah.
They say comedy's all in the writing. I don't agree, having seen you. And I'll move on from Jim Royle, I promise, in a minute. But the expressions, the dirty looks and the kind of talking to yourself, but we were in on it watching you. Yeah. That's what made it, I think, wasn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. You know, because Caroline used to give us license to do what we wanted and to throw a few ad lines in and a few ad libs and stuff like that. They were such nice people to work with there, and Craig Cash. I mean, I watched Gogglebox, not to see the people, but to listen to Craig doing the voiceover. He's hilarious. He doesn't know how funny his voice is.
But you mentioned Gogglebox. For me, the Royle family was the original Gogglebox.
It is. It's just the other side of Gogglebox,
exactly,
isn't it?
Yeah.
The Royle family's just the other side, yeah.
Politics. You went from one wing to the other wing over the years,
yeah,
didn't you?
Yeah.
I will mention the B word, and again, it's Royle family related. Do you remember the scene, The Road Trip?
Yeah.
How many miles in did you press that in now, David?
According to the sat nav, it's 95 kilometres.
I never thought I'd see this in my lifetime, a car being driven by a sat nav.
The sat nav's not driving the car, Bab. Dave's driving the bloody car.
Dave's never drove in kilometres before. Have you, Dave?
No.
What's it like, Dave?
Well, to me, it feels like just the same as driving in miles.
Oh, you do it very well, Dave. Mm.
Bloody kilometres. It's them bloody Europeans pissing everything about, isn't it?
And you blamed the bloody Europeans.
I know, for them kilometres, yeah.
How do you feel about Brexit, if I can ask?
Well, I voted for out. My wife voted in. I think there's been a lot of crying before there's anyone being hurt at the moment, you know? And I get upset when people say, well, can we have a people's vote? Because I am a people and I've had a vote. And I know it was only 48 to 52. Them 4-point difference didn't work out to be 10,000 or 20,000 or 100,000 or several hundred thousand. I think it was over 1 million and something votes difference. So that's got to count for something. You can't just say, because you didn't like the result, that 1 million extra million people were wrong. We don't know whether it's on because we're not in there. We haven't had a go, you know, and I think we should give it a go. I really, really do think we should give it a go.
On a lighter note, you're here to make people laugh.
I am, yeah.
What can they expect at the show?
I don't know. I really don't know. I tell them stories, but all the stories I tell are true. It's like a name-dropping thing, and I mention people like Samuel Jackson, Robert De Niro, Norman Collier, Norman Wisdom, Cilla Black, you name it. But they're all things that's happened to me with all of them that I talk about.
They've all come in and out of your life?
Oh, they've all been in and out. Some of them are nice guys, one or two of them are rotters. And I'd say, you know...
And will you reveal that wart and all, you will?
Oh, absolutely, well. Of course I do. You've got to. It's no use, you know, you can't kid people if they're coming and paying a couple of quid to see. You've got to tell them the truth. But we also were hoping to do a little Q&A if we get time. And then if we've got any more time, I'd take a little quiz with me called the Royal Family Quiz. And we ask 20 questions about the Royal Family. And whoever gets the most wins one, an iconic Jim Royal mug in a little box. And I just like having fun. I like having fun. And I've been the luckiest guy in the world. I've been up and I've been down. And I was just telling a couple of lads a story now. I drive a Skoda, you know, because I'm not into cars. I don't particularly like cars. I don't, if you lifted the bonnet up, I wouldn't know what to do if it broke down.
Okay.
But this Skoda is brilliant. It gets me there, here, there, and everywhere. And when I went to prison, we were released for 5 months on bail while there was an appeal going on. And while we were on appeal, a fella called Tony Legend gave me and Desi a job as joiners labourers. And obviously, we lost the appeal and we went back and finished our sentences off. But I was driving home a few years ago and it was teeming down in rain. And there's this guy, Tony Legend, who'd give me the job, and he's standing in the bus stop, you know, absolutely soaking wet. So I pulled up and I said, "Tony, get in." He went, "I can't get in, Rick." He said, "That's a brand new car." He said, "I'm covered in sawdust and cement." I said, "Tony, get in." I said, "It's a car. That'll clean. Get in, you're soaking." And he reluctantly got in, you know, and as we're driving along, the steam's starting to come off him from the heater, and it's dripping off his nose. And he said, "What have you been up to?" And I said, "Well, I've just come back from South Africa. I've been in South Africa doing a movie called Grimsby with Sacha Baron Cohen and John Thompson and Johnny Vegas." And he said, "What was it like?" I said, "It was wonderful." I said, "We all had our own limousines, our own chauffeur." I said, "We used to get 75 quid a night to buy our evening meal." I said, "You get waited on hand and foot and all like that." And he went, "And don't you miss the building game?" I said, "Not a lot, Joe, not a lot."
I can't wait to attend the show myself. It's been an absolute pleasure,
God
Ricky.
Bless you.
Thank you so much.
Cheers, kid.